Vince in Egypt begins the festivities this morning. That's Egypt, Texas.
I wasn't going anywhere on that one. The world is too sensitive. Go right ahead, my friend.
Amen to that.
Maybe if there's Ramses too. I don't know.
Well, yes, he wants to strike his name from every obelisk.
I don't know. Anyway. Does he have locusts? Sorry.
Just boils. Okay. Anyway, it's early in the program. He's considering the purchase of a new home in Egypt, and the production builder there is using foam, claiming great energy efficiency and savings benefits. He wants to know your thoughts on its long-term effectiveness and durability. I know it's durable. It'll be around for a long time.
Well, it might not, actually.
Really?
You know, styrofoam. Let's go back to the early days of the styrofoam cooler.
Mm-hmm.
From the day it is made, it is at its best. And it just starts to deteriorate over time until it finally crumbles in your hand.
Mm.
I don't know if you ever saw one in your garage. You pull it back out and say, oh, I can't use this anymore. It actually starts a deterioration process from the day it's built. As far as energy efficiency, yeah, it's like a cooler. If you wanted to live in a cooler, like a Miller Lite, until somebody drank you, it would be very cold and you could put it out in the sun, right? But health-wise, human-wise, being in a home, it's a really poor way to go. But the foam has not been around 20 years or 30 years or 40 years, so we don't know what's going to happen.
Exactly.
And one of the things I've always said on this show is the test of time. I will not experiment with somebody's money.
Okay.
So I would say formaldehyde-free fiberglass, it's probably 75% cheaper. It works great. Energy prices are low.